You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Spring in the Sacramento Valley is just a vibrant time. Plants are blooming, orchards are coming back to life, and tiny pollinators, they are hard at work. If you have ever been curious about the business of bees, Nature Day at the Hive in Woodland is the place to be, pun intended, especially this weekend, because they're hosting a free event on Saturday to connect you with local beekeepers, entomologists, farmers, conservationists, and horticulturalists. Amina Harris is the owner and the queen bee of The Hive and Z Specialty Food. She's here along with her daughter, Shoshana Zeldner, who goes by Shoshi and is the director of brand strategy. Welcome to Insight.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, this is going to be a fun event this weekend. Well, I mean, I just want to start off with Z Specialty Foods. What is it and why did you create it?
Well, my husband started it in 1979 because he loved honey. He loved the varieties of honey and was trying to figure out how to get varietal honey into people's pantries as opposed to just sitting there on the supermarket shelf and you buying whatever was there. And with that, the business came to be. It was called Moonshine Trading back then because you move bees in the moonshine. Mm. And so at that time, we kind of started to broaden it and brought in all these different California honeys that were really special. And our starting honey was Yellow Star Thistle, that annoying weed that scrapes your legs when you go hiking, but makes a very really fabulous honey. And he had fallen in love with it when he was keeping bees commercially up in Glen County. And sort of the rest just followed along. We went from three honeys to six honeys to add almond butter and then fruit spreads. And now we have over 30 honeys from all over the country, a couple from Mexico, but everything is pretty much U.S. and trying to help people understand this huge array of what's available, in addition to supporting beekeepers and pollinators and trying to spread that information.
Yeah, a lot of people might be surprised that there are so many different flavors to honey, and it's very dependent on the circumstances, the environment. For myself, I didn't learn this, honestly, until I moved to Sacramento and you start trying different honeys because it is very different when you go to the store. What kind of response do you get from customers? Because your business has not only stood the test of time, but it continues to grow. So the demand is there.
The demand is there. I think it's always the people are shocked. You know, they come in and they try the first one. We always, you know, we probably have 20 different honeys, 15 to try at any given time. And we always start with Yellow Star Thistle. It's a very simple, I'd almost say plain, except it's so good that people are like, wow, I didn't know honey could taste like this. And then you go to Orange Blossom and you get this floral burst. And then you go on to Lihua from Hawaii or Fruity Honey, Blackberry from Southern Oregon or Metaphone that tastes like marshmallows. I mean, people are just always shocked. And then people who never liked honey go, but I like this, because they were stuck with what you bought directly off a supermarket shelf without really thinking about what the variety was that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you mentioned the key piece of beekeeping and pollinating as well. You were the founding director of the Honey and Pollination Center at UC Davis, also in Yolo County, not too far from Woodland. Why are you so passionate about bees and these pollinators?
Well, you know, I was interviewed a long time ago and someone said, what is so special? And I just think bees are sort of magical. You know, people think that this little insect is amazing. It creates more food than it needs. And it's really there for us to take. If it needed more to eat, we wouldn't have honey. Honey is really a gift that nature gives us. And so I find myself getting very excited, and you can probably hear it in my voice, because people say, why are you so passionate about it?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's reporting that honeybee deaths are on the rise. That's not a new phenomenon, but even most recently, NBC News published a story about it. And not only is that tragic as a species, but it will trickle down to grocery store bills as well. Have you seen this in the work? Have you heard these concerns since you're really embedded in this community, in this industry?
This is something that's really serious. In the past, when everyone was talking about colony collapse disorder, there was a 40 to 50% die-off that eventually through really careful husbandry and everything, we've managed to not necessarily overcome, but work with. Honey did become much more expensive as the time went on, but now we're looking at over a 60% die-off, and it's an unknown reason. And so a lot of research is going into it right now. It's sort of just been analyzed for the first time in the last year. Project APSM is working on that. Every university is working on it. So that'll probably be one of the topics that we'll be talking about at Nature Day this particular weekend. We'll be Alina Nino from UC Davis will be talking.
Yeah, and it's not only for those who enjoy eating and enjoying honey, but it obviously is going to affect crops as well. If you're an individual and you want to help the honeybee population in your area, what can you do on an individual level?
Well, I'm going to let...
Yeah, Shoshi?
Yeah. A bunch of different things. One, definitely planting for your native bees and honeybees is really important. And we'll be talking about that this Saturday at Nature Day. A few different folks from UC Davis Arboretum and Miraday Nursery will be there talking about that. But also, it's especially important right now to support American beekeepers. Because of this huge number of colony losses that they're facing, their income is depleted, and most of them are family farming businesses. So going to the store and reading the back of the label really closely to see what country it comes from. A lot of honey here is imported, so if people can take the time to buy U.S. honey, they'll be helping.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and I'm talking with Amina Harris and Shoshana Zeldner, or Shoshi, about the Hive in Woodland. So not only is there Z Specialty Foods, there's also the Hive, which is a honey and mead tasting room. So if someone hasn't had mead before, Shoshi, how do you explain it? Describe
yes.
it.
So in its most simplest form, mead is the alcoholic beverage fermented with honey. It is water, yeast, and honey. And it can be that simple. And then it can be super complex. Folks get really creative. There's a lot of room to play in the mead making industry. So people are adding fruits, spices, herbs, doing different fermentation processes that I'm sure my mom knows way more about. but we're really excited at the Hive to have more than 30 different meads in the tasting room from all over the country. So people can come in and taste something that they wouldn't easily find elsewhere.
Was working in the bee business with your mom a natural fit for you since you grew up surrounded by bees and honey and beekeeping?
Yes and no. Yeah, I think my parents did a really good job of encouraging us, me and my brother, to like follow our own path and not have to work in the business. Our dad grew up in a family business that he had to work in, and so he definitely didn't want that for us. I'm sure that's part of why I'm back here today, is not having that same pressure. But it does feel like it's a part of my life. Like, it's a part of my identity in a different way than anything else is. So in that way, it makes sense I'm here.
Well, let's dive into more about Nature Day, because that's a free family-friendly event that is happening on Saturday at the Hive in Woodland. How did this get its start?
I actually wasn't here when it started, but I've had the honor to plan it the last 2 years.
Oh, so Amina, this has been going on for years
now. It's been
going on
for, well, not that long. We started after we rebuilt, and we built a brand new facility, which is where the Hive is, and we have a pollinator garden, and we have a restaurant, and all of this sort of said, gee, we should have some event-type things. We'd all been involved in helping to start the, all of us who were working at the Ed Z at that time had been involved in being founders of the Honey Festival that happens in Woodland in May. But we realized that a lot wasn't being addressed. And so we wanted to take another look at it. And since education is really our thing, Nature Day sort of naturally grew out of that. And we were able to do something on our property that really enhances what we already have. So we have this beautiful garden, and I mean it, and it'll be gorgeous this weekend. It's just starting to pop, and just as you said, and then we have all this other stuff happening, but it's grown every year. I mean, I think the first year we probably had maybe 100 people, and now it's closer to 500.
Well, that's amazing. So if this is going to be someone's first time, they're listening to it right now and they want to go to Nature Day on Saturday, what's the day like? What are they in store for?
Yeah, so the event's from 11 to 5. And we have a whole bunch of hands-on activities happening all day long that are totally free. Nature Day is as much fun as it is because of all these awesome community partners that show up and help contribute to it. So we'll have a couple different seed bomb making options, and then Cal Recycles, Enviro Woodland, a couple nonprofit nature nonprofits will be doing a bunch of learning activities as well, a lot of bee-related crafts from the California Master Beekeeper Program. There will be an observation beehive, so people get to see the bees, see the queen. And then we have presentations all day long. So those start first with a pollinator garden tour that my brother and his partner Rowan will lead, talking about all the different plants that we've planted, a lot of focus on like climate-appropriate gardening and pollinator-friendly gardening. And then a couple other plant-related things I mentioned already. My mom will lead a honey tasting, and when she does that, it's really fun. We pass out little honey straws, so everybody in the crowd is tasting honey, and somehow it works out that 150 people can do that at the same time.
Wow. Because, Amina, you're also the developer of the UC Davis Honey Aroma and Flavor Wheel. I didn't know such a thing existed, but of course, learning from you all the different flavors of honey, what should people keep in mind if they're going to be going this weekend? What should they be looking for when trying the honey?
Well, one of the things I always say is you want honey that you like. So some people don't like honey. And if they don't like it, then we try to figure out what it is they don't like about it. Sometimes it's texture, sometimes it's flavor. If it's flavor, I can cope with it. If it's texture, it's a little bit more difficult. But people have different feelings. Sometimes for some people, honey is too sweet. And then we give them a savory honey.
And
A savory honey like coriander, which actually when you open up the jar, it smells like a spice bazaar. And it's really great for cooking with and putting in sauces. So that always takes care of one end. And then when someone says, well, I really just like sugar, then we give them something like meadow foam that does really taste like marshmallows. And there's hardly anybody who doesn't like marshmallows. And then we've won that side. As I said, if it's texture, then we have to maybe move into a crystallized honey. But the experience, they'll get to try anything that they'd like to try, though the tasting that I do is usually mostly a comparison tasting. So the wheel itself gives you 99 terms for honey for different flavors. And they aren't ones I came up with. They're ones that the pool of people we use to help develop it come up with. It was the first time I ever really learned about sensory science.
Do you still learn new things about bees and honey at this point in your passion and career?
Every day. It feels like I'm always learning. And if I didn't get something, someone says, oh, what about this? And I go, whoa, that's amazing. And, you know, Shoshi is a beekeeper and she grew up being a beekeeper her whole life. Mm. And so she's definitely on top of it in terms of...
I still have a lot to learn.
what advice do you have for someone? Because there's a lot of us who are afraid of bees. You don't want to get stung. You're a beekeeper. How should you interact with bees if you come in contact with them?
Yeah, just know that bees are only going to sting you if they think their life is in danger. They die when they sting. So it's not their mission to sting you. So I think staying calm, taking a deep breath, and just walking away if it makes you nervous. They are attracted to dark colors. So that's something to think about. If you're wearing all black and you're scared of bees, I would walk away.
Yeah. Finally, it just seems like the bee community is alive, well, and strong in Woodland since you have a whole community and partners that show up for this free event. Why do you think that is? What's so special about Woodland?
It's a really cool agricultural community. It's part of the Central Valley. And so there's just a ton of pollination that's happening. We have some pretty large beekeeping operations based in the Woodland area that do pollination on a large scale and that support all the crops that are being grown around the area. So I think that's a large part of it.
Well, Amina and Shoshi, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
This has been fun.
Yeah, it's going to definitely be fun on Saturday.
Hope to see you.
Yes. Amina Harris is the owner of The Hive and Z Specialty Food, and Shoshana Shoshi Zeldner is the director of brand strategy and the organizer of Nature Day at The Hive in Woodland. It is free. It's happening from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Still ahead, we'll be celebrating Jazz Appreciation Month through some historic Sacramento concerts that were captured by Cap Radio Music over the past 50 years. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.